Roger, Roger. 73.
All right. Thank you for that report there as well there. There you go, Chris. Got two guys saying I got good audio. So actually, you're coming through okay, too. So it must be something you're hearing at your end there, maybe some interference or something. We did talk on the radio here since the repeater has been activated and turned on there, correct? Yeah, we did. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I was listening this morning and everybody sounded good. And so I don't know what to say, Howard. Well, maybe there's some interference you're experiencing locally there. Maybe you're off frequency, maybe 5 or 5 kilohertz or something. I don't know. So I have to double check everything there, I guess. Or try maybe your other radio there. Over. All that stuff already. I'm on a different radio and I checked the frequencies on both of them. So, it must be some interference here someplace, because everybody's sounding the same, with a lot of white noise on it. Well, we'll just hang around and see what happens later on, and if it clears up, I'll let you know, because it's straining to hear the voices right now. So I'll pass my 73s and we'll chat later. V5RGM, V5CS. Yeah, sounds good there. So, it could be maybe the repeater's so close there to you there, it might be causing some problems there. So, but you said it was clearer before too. So, well, we'll just play it by ear, I guess. Could be atmospheric conditions there too. So, all right, 73s for now, Chris. V5CS, V5RJM. Go ahead, Hartley. Haven't talked to you for a while. VE5HLT, VE5RJM.
V5RJM, V5HLT. Yeah, Randy. It's been a while. I just happened to be down at the shop here working on a snowmobile, and I've got a radio down here, and so I just happened to turn it on, and heard you guys talking, and figured I'd give you a report there, because, yeah, your audio and signal is just clean, very clean.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you're getting in good there from the shop there. So that's a different antenna that you're using than on the house, then, I take it. So how high is that one off the ground? Over?
It's about 25 feet off the ground, but it's a 13-element beam, so it's probably doing a better job than that 5/8 that I got up at the house. I have another beam antenna. It's just, well, I never got around to putting it up before it got cold, so that'll be a spring project. I know I've had a few reports that I'm don't come in all that great from the house.
Well, I copied you no problem there when you, I forget who you're talking to there, but you're talking to somebody there and you had good audio there too, so I don't know. But maybe it's just conditions, you know, too, so that could be the issue, but it's hard to pinpoint where the problem is sometimes, because sometimes you might get a bad report, next time you get a good report, and so forth. So something changes that you're not aware of. Atmospheric would be maybe one of them. So working on a snowmobile. So you work on small engines and sport utility vehicles and stuff like that, do you? Geez, I can give you some business my way there. Over.
Yeah, Randy. Only when I have to, and I only work on my own stuff, and it seems that I've got enough of that. You know, everything I've got is old, and it all requires maintenance. These snowmobiles, man, they're tough to work on. It's a three-cylinder, 700cc liquid-cooled engine, and the water pump went on it. Well, I tell you, it's worse than a car to work on. That the pump itself is as much as a car. It was $286 for a new pump, but boy, they don't run very good when they're not working.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Everything that's recreation is triple in price, or quadrupled in price. I know, it's crazy. Yeah, I have to get some oil this year, and I can't believe how much it's stuff doubled, you know, from like 5 years ago. And I usually like changing the oil in those things every couple of years, but I haven't been driving it that much, so I don't bother. If it's clean, it's okay, you know. But I have one of these Articats. We both got Articats here, and you got to take that special oil in the quads, and because they share the same oil with the transmission and so forth. You put regular oil in it, and you blow your engine or something, or tranny or something goes haywire. So it's worth spending the money, I guess, but so you don't have headaches later. But yeah, it's I can't believe how much that's, they just highway, they choke you to death, man, on that stuff sometimes, you know. And yeah, even if you do the work yourself, it's expensive. Over.
Well, even the two-cycle engine oil, like for the, this is a 97 Polaris, but still it's, you know, it's got oil injection, but still you've got to buy the oil. And I used to be able to buy, you know, $12 for 4 liters, and now it's close to $50 for 4 liters. It's just crazy. Yeah, and for your four-cycle quads there, you'd probably use synthetic in there, which is even more money.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's like a specialty oil for those quads, and it's one thing you got to do on those darn things is use their oil. So you're forced to pay whatever the dealer wants to charge for it, I guess. Especially when, you know, there's not too many people selling it, you know. You can't just go to Canadian Tire or someplace or anywhere, just buy it. You have to go to a shop or dealer to buy that stuff. So yeah, it's, they know they got you by their, you know, horns. Oh, boy. Yeah, so. But, you know, it's recreation, so you enjoy it. Yeah, snowmobiling I gave up a long time ago, years back already. Too hard on my back and the system and everything. So, last time I went was on a derby and damn near froze. And I said, what the hell am I doing this for? So I says, to heck with it. And I kept it around for a few years when the kids were young and took them on little trips. And once they got older, they didn't care for it that much either. So, we sold it. So we had an old Articat, actually, a 73 Articat, Panther, I think it was. Good old heavy duty snowmobile. It was actually quite good, but yeah, just too hard on the back and everything and blah blah blah. So I got rid of it and never looked back. We got quads instead, and they're hard too on the back, but not as bad, I find it. I find that it's a little bit, it depends where you drive, I guess. So, back to you, V5HLTV, 5RJM.
Yeah, well, it's probably about, before we had this warm weather, I went for a ride with some a friend of mine who's got three young boys. Well, man, do those guys ride. And they ride hard. But I there's no way I was keeping up to them. I was in the back of the pack. But, you know, we put on 80 miles that day. And, man, my shoulders and neck were so sore. I haven't rode since, but while coming home, I was blowing white smoke out of the exhaust, so I knew my water pump was at it. It runs off the crank on the block, and so if there's a leak in the pump, it gets into the block. So, of course, then it's burning antifreeze. So that's why you could tell the pump was gone, but. Yeah, it's just this model of engine. The other engine I got, the other snowmobile I got, it's water cooled as well, but the pump runs off a belt, you know, off the crank, which is a lot more easier to change. But this one, man, it's tough, but hard in the back because you're bending over there and you got to stop and have a break after a while. Back to you then.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, boy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, too, when you said you weren't keeping up to the young kids there, the boys or whatever. Yeah, that was something like me, too, at the end there. So, yeah, I don't know. It looks fun when I watch somebody else do it, I guess. That's about the only fun I get out of it now, so. But anyways, glad you're still able to do it there a little bit. And I miss it a little bit, I guess, but not a whole much. But I don't care for these very cold days anyways. But when it gets nicer out, you know, when you get these nicer days, it's sure nice to, I think, be able to go. But now with all the new rules and stuff, you got to go on trails around here where I live. Can't go on the farmer's fields at all. So, to hunt down permission is like, you know, it's pretty wild. So, you don't know where these guys live anymore or contact information. When you go to an area map around here, it's all numbers posted. everybody owns the land by number now, corporations and that sort of thing. So, you're never sure who the heck you want to contact there, you know. If it had a name on it, it'd be a different story, you know. But, yeah, it's all different things, you know, nowadays. So, and same with hunting. Hunting is the same, and quadding is no different, I guess. But at least quads, there is some trails to go on and stuff around here that snowmobiles go on, too. But they kind of stay away from the quad trails, anyhow, that's, they got their own trails that they go on, the snowmobilers around here, nice groomed trails, but to me, I think that would be boring, but yet nice, I guess, so, you know, at the same time there, over.
Well, the son and daughter-in-law and the two grandkids are coming out on the weekend, and they want to go for a ride. So I've got to get them ready to go here. And we just stick to the groomed trails, too. I prefer that, actually. You know, plating these sleds is $185. $150 goes to the clubs around here for trail maintenance, and the rest is liability only. You can put collision insurance on it, but you're not going to get anything for a 97 sled, so it's still expensive enough. So I put a plate on this one and rode it once, so. But you never know. You've got to play by the rules, too. And it's good to have money going to the club so they can maintain the trails.
For sure. I know a few few years back, actually probably more than that, maybe 7 or 8 years ago when they came out with that, where you had to buy a plate and have it registered and all that sort of thing, and pay that trail fee or whatever. And I know the guys had a heck of a time keeping the trails groomed there because there was absolutely no money in the club. And to get any equipment and all that was out of the question, you know. You had to try to make do with whatever you had handy.